Ireland's stunning by-election victory for Socialist Party in Dublin. Eddie McCabe, Socialist Party CWI Ireland. The 11th of October 2014 will be a day that's remembered for years to come in Ireland. An estimated 100,000 marched in Dublin against the hated water charges. And on the same day, Paul Murphy, Socialist Party member and Anti-Austerity Alliance AAA candidate, won the Dublin South West by-election, by leading the call for a mass campaign of non-payment and active resistance to this double tax. Paul joined Socialist Party members Joe Higgins and Ruth Coppinger in the Dáil Éireann Parliament. Ruth won a by-election in Dublin West 5 months ago. AAA. Just over 1 year ago, the campaign against the property tax was defeated, which undoubtedly demoralized many working class people. But out of that campaign, the AAA was formed, on the initiative of the Socialist Party, to contest the elections in May 2014. It received a warm welcome from the working class with the election of 14 councillors nationally. Those elections were an indication of a turning point in people's understanding of the potential to resist austerity after 7 years of onslaught. The 11th of October was a social explosion, based on that sentiment. A delivery of posters arrived at Sinn Féin HQ in Dublin Southwest on the morning of Friday the 3rd of October, 1 week before Election Day. They carried the slogan that had served Sinn Féin so well in the local and European elections just over 4 months prior, in which they had made an historic electoral breakthrough. They read, "Simply make the change." This was part of their plan for a last big push, to secure victory in one of their heartland constituencies. But as teams of determined Sinn Féin activists set out across the constituency, they suddenly became dejected and frustrated. They were met with a sea of red, black, and yellow AAA posters carrying a response to the posters they hadn't even erected yet: "Make the real change, vote one Paul Murphy." This was symbolic of how the election overall played out from beginning to end. The AAA set the agenda, and was one step ahead in the cut and thrust of the political battle. AAA made the election not just about being against water charges, but about how to beat them, and crucially about who working class people can trust in this fight. The choice was made clear should people put their hopes in another political party, like Sinn Féin, to form a government that may abolish water charges as many had done with Labour previously, or should they rely instead on organising in communities, on mass non-payment and protest, and on building political pressure that no government can ignore. In keeping with the revolt that is emerging against water charges throughout the Irish state, a majority chose the latter, and voted for the AAA. All of the political analysts and commentators in Ireland agreed that this election was Sinn Féin's to lose, and nobody thought that the AAA could win. The bookies put Sinn Féin at 1 over 25 to win going into the election, and the AAA at 16 over 1. The local and European elections in May of this year were characterized by a swing to Sinn Féin, particularly in working-class communities in Dublin, where the Labour Party was turfed out on the back of their betrayals and broken promises. Masterstroke. A nationwide opinion poll published by the Irish Times 2 days before the election put Sinn Féin level with Fine Gael, the main right-wing party in government, indicating a continuation of that swing. Sinn Féin were extremely confident. But they underestimated the AAA and its ability to convince people of the need for an active fight on the issue and to expose the weaknesses of Sinn Féin's own approach. The Irish Times newspaper on the day after the election wrote that the AAA campaign was a masterstroke in political tactics and timing. The result was a major upset, which would have been impossible without a correct political assessment and an ability to give expression to an underlying anger. It also took a huge amount of hard work from many dedicated activists and supporters. The lesson that must be taken is that the time to build a new movement to represent working people and against the water charges and all austerity is now. That will be the focus of the AAA from here onwards.